and we shall make our home here. It is a good land, and we shall call it this land. Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal. I've been having visions of Firefly running through my head for a while now. Today, just because my brain is trying to escape. It is trying to crawl its way out of my ear canal, dribble down onto my shoulder, and hopefully leap and flatten like a flying squirrel, and thereby be casting its fate to the wind. But of course it would bake immediately in this ridiculous heat. Ridiculous isn't even the word for it. I am not genetically built to handle this kind of weather. My family is like Irish and Scottish and stuff, and this is just, I remember a stand-up comedian once saying, he was going to the beach, and what always happens when an Irish person goes to the beach, just a lot of sparks and pain, like putting silverware in the microwave, I think he said. It's not cut out for this heat at all. So I am driving out to lunch. I'm not even going to stay very long. I'm going to do something kind of stupid. And I'm actually breaking my... I've been on a low-carb diet, which has been going well, which I do sort of periodically from time to time. But screw it. I want French fries and something very, very cold to drink. But, it's been... been a very hot summer so far. I don't know if we've broken any records yet. It feels hotter than it did. I got into a conversation yesterday, someone asking, you know, I was talking about growing up, I don't remember it being this hot, and it seems like it's just gotten warmer and warmer. And the question came up, you know, well, are we idealizing our childhood a little bit? And it was actually, you know, still pretty hot then, but because, you know, when you're that little, you're made out of sort of impervious rubber-like human material, and things don't bother you as much. And I thought about it. I actually thought about it last night, and no, it was not this hot. It was. I've never liked heat. I remember as a kid going down to Florida a few times and just being like, "Screw this!" You know, good Lord. And it's that's what it feels like now. Is it just feels like your head is just melting. My complaint for the day. I've been listening to podcasts as I work, which, of course, with my job, what I do, you know, as an illustrator and an artist, I have to keep my... It's sort of, if you can imagine, it's like you have to keep your head occupied as you're working, which it sounds like it would be the opposite. It sounds like the sort of thing, well, you must concentrate. But with me, that doesn't tend to work. If I concentrate on something I'm drawing, I actually get bored with it. So the way I complete my drawings and the way I sort of achieve any kind of quality with them is I distract myself. I have to watch, I'll watch some sort of television, or I will listen to podcasts. And believe it or not, even music doesn't do it. Music does not work for me because I get bored still. You know, I have to have something, my brain has to be engaged in some way. That's just the way it works. I'm pulling up right now to a drive-thru, which is a big no-no, and I preach against this constantly. So you're going to hear me order something awful. This is me breaking my diet, so here we go.
Would you like to try on a sweet and spicy bacon sandwich
chicken wings? No, thanks. Can I get a number two with only cheese and ketchup, large, please?
What's your drink?
I'm sorry?
What's your drink?
Mellow Yellow.
Can you do anything else, sir?
That's all.
$6.97, it'll be our privilege.
Thanks. There we have it.
How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
There you go. Thanks. There we have it. Send me an email, isoban@gmail.com, and stay cool.